Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Fighting Fate by Justin Yerbury, narrated by Nick Reinberger. For Mum and Sarah. He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. Friedrich Nietzsche. Foreword by Jane Hawking. I much regret that I was not in Cambridge when Chris Dobson, the master of St. John's College, brought Justin Yerbury to meet my then husband, Stephen Hawking. Through Justin's account of that meeting, I now have an insight into the friendship that was established between Justin and Stephen on that occasion, but at that time had no idea of the scope of Justin's groundbreaking research, nor of his persistence in achieving it. It's thanks to this, his memoir, that I can appreciate the importance of Justin's scientific achievements, and I'm honoured to be asked to write the foreword to his memoir. Fighting Fate runs the gamut of human experience and emotion, from the carefree joy of a dedicated husband, father, and sportsman, to deep anxiety about Justin's family background, which led him to enrol for a degree in science. That, in turn, fired in him a determination to succeed in the academic arena, with the result that he worked towards a PhD. The anxiety was still there, however, compounded by fear for the future. It compelled him as a postdoctoral researcher to concentrate on the science of the fatal familial version of motor neurone disease, MND, which he discovered had plagued his family for generations. Then began years of battling for grants for the survival of his group, his research into chemistry, genetics and biology, and his own income. Such is the precarious financial existence of young scientists. By 2008, Justin's research was yielding startling results, but in the cut and thrust of life in science, his attempt to publish them was outpaced by another similar paper from a different source on the same subject. Deeply disappointed, Justin had to learn the hard lesson that science is as competitive and ruthless as any sport on the games field. Stephen learned that lesson the hard way when he presented papers about his work on black holes that contradicted the perceived wisdom of the day, but he succeeded eventually. Justin writes clearly about his work and makes it intelligible for the untutored reader. He tells us about his research into MND, specifically on prions, misfolding proteins in the brain, which are implicated not only in the development of MND, but also Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. He set himself the task of searching, if not for a cure, then for a life-enhancing and life-extending treatment. He achieved encouraging results, which are nowadays used as a treatment while still undergoing greater investigation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?